All Business Media presents the Professionals Roundtable. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable with Robert Wetham, exclusively on All Business Media.
Welcome back. My next guest is from Santa Cruz, California. She's a life coach and trainer, the owner of Connecting New Dots. Please welcome Mariah Miller. Hello, Mariah.
Hi, Robert. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too. How are you doing today?
I am great. I'm great. Thanks for asking. How are you?
Doing well. I appreciate you taking a few minutes out of your day to join me.
Yeah, well, thank you for the opportunity to be here on air with you and tell people about all this amazing stuff from human design that I get to share with people.
All right, so tell us about human design. What exactly do you do?
So what I do, you know how sometimes when people are going through their day-to-day life and life just kind of starts to stack up and they start to feel that they're no longer aligned with what they were supposed to do in life, you know, that inner sense of struggle. And what I do is I help them get more clarity on their life purpose. And human design is an amazing tool, absolutely fascinating wisdom that just sheds such clarity, such light on that. And what it is this synthesis of an ancient, of different ancient wisdom systems that come together in such a way that not only do you get a better idea of, you know, what you're supposed to do in your life, but also how you attract different opportunities into your life, how your intuition actually works best for you, so that you get to be able to see of all these different things that are coming at you every day, what are the things that I actually should be spending my time on? So you become much more efficient, much more effective. You know, it's easier to connect with the right people that can help you further. So it's this amazing wisdom that is just so practical, and it's just done such amazing work for my clients.
Okay, so how did you get started here?
I love that question. So many years ago, I found myself on this path of what am I supposed to do with my life? And what happened was that at the time, my then husband and I were watching the lottery because it was really high, and we thought that, you know, maybe if we would win, what would we do? What would we use this money for? And what we came to was that we both love to travel. Now, we didn't win the lottery, so what we actually did do, we ended up selling our house at the time. This was before the 2000 boom. And we actually traveled for 10 months extensively through Central and South America with our young daughter, who was a year and a half at that time. For me, that was a time to really look at what is it that I'm supposed to do with my life, you know, my purpose. And I didn't find it until I actually came back, and there was this new magazine, Oprah's magazine, had just started. And in it, Martha Beck, who is an amazing coach, talked about this whole new profession called life coaching. And as I read that, I got goosebumps all over. Like, this is it. Like, this is what I've been doing with my life all this time. I didn't know it had a name. So I became a life coach. And at some point, I was introduced into human design. And I had a reading, and it was just fascinating. It showed me all these different things about myself that I really hadn't dared seeing in just such a beautiful, compassionate way about myself. You know, we tend to think of ourselves, we have that nagging voice in the back of our mind, and how we are, you know, not enough in some ways, or how we don't, you know, do the right things and things like that. You know, this little nagging voice that you can hear. And what this whole wisdom system does is it gives everything a place, and instead of recognizing that it's not how you're supposed to be, it is exactly how you're supposed to be. And it's exactly how you're supposed to manage your life, and actually how you can best find what is right for you in this lifetime. So it gave me such a clarity, and that's how I started using it with other people who are experiencing the exact same thing. So I would say there's just that initial recognition of, wow, this is really amazing, that got me really turned on to human design.
So what inspires you to want to help other people then?
You know, that is one thing that I've always known. Probably just how you know how you enjoy talking with people and connecting with people and getting their stories out. For me, it is helping people. I've always known that that's what I'm supposed to do with my life. But, you know, there's so many different ways in how you can help people, whether that is from serving food to doing their hair to, you know, in my case, giving them clarity about their life. I just found the way that it works best for me.
Okay. All right. So what are some of the goals now that you hope to accomplish moving forward?
So one of the things that I'm really focusing on right now is my human design program. I just started this new version just the past 2 weeks, and people are just really, really positive about their whole experience. So I'm having another one happening in January, and then also the next level of this group. I'm going to take this group even deeper into the information so they can really apply it and, you know, bring those things into their life that are really best for them. So that's really super exciting for me that that's where I get to go.
Okay. All right. So what advice would you give to somebody who was sort of struggling right now, is down and out, and is looking, doesn't know really where to turn?
Good question. So what I would suggest is, you know, we all have our inner source of wisdom. We all have our inner intuition, even though we may not always be aware of it and may be overwhelmed by so many different things that are coming up for us in our daily life. You know, life can be very overwhelming. So one of the things that I would suggest is on my website, there is an opportunity that you can get your free chart. So if you fill out your information, I can send your chart to you, and then that will also give you access to a couple of videos that will already give you information about you, about your specific chart, so you can start applying that. And once you start applying that, you can feel how things around you start shifting. And that then brings you in touch with your own inner wisdom, that own inner intuition that, you know, everybody has. Yeah, that's what I would suggest.
Okay, so Mariah, what's the best way for people to contact you if they would like more information?
Yes. So yeah, my website would be best. And that's www.connectingnewdots.com. So it's new dots with an S, plural, connectingnewdots.com.
Okay. All right. Very good. Well, listen, thank you so much for coming on the show today. I appreciate your time.
Thank you so much, Robert. It was a pleasure. I really appreciate it.
All right. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
This is the Professionals Roundtable, All Business Media FM. We'll be right back right after this break.
All Business Media presents the Professionals Roundtable. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable with Robert Wetham, exclusively on All Business Media.
When I was little, I didn't talk for a long time. I liked things to always be the same. Anything new or different would scare and upset me. I was very sensitive to lights and sounds. It was almost like I had bigger eyes and ears than everyone else. So I built secret hiding places where nothing could get in. I didn't like looking people in the eye. It made me feel uncomfortable. I'd throw big tantrums over little things, like when my socks didn't match. Sometimes I'd do the same things over and over. Until one day, I found out I had autism. My family got me help. Slowly, I learned how to live with it better.
You can see signs of autism in children as young as 18 months. Early intervention can make a lifetime of difference. Learn the signs at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.